Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts this evening. I'm joined by Mary Hernandez and also Jan Drake Bakke. Liz Pfister will be back with us next week. Hello, ladies. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Doing good.
How are you?
Wow.
Doing good. It just feels like I could feel the energy already, ladies. It's just so amazing.
Oh, good.
So beautiful.
Yes.
Now, we do, you know, when we have Liz with us, what is the one thing that she does to start off the show, ladies?
The singing bowl.
Her beautiful. Yeah.
Yes, and the picture that I made for today's show, my advertisement, we were covered with what? Hearts, right?
Hearts.
Yes.
So I feel like, you know, we have to resonate with that beautiful singing bowl that represents the heart chakra. So please just sit there and just breathe, and I'm going to try to do this. Okay. Okay, well, that was the crystal quartz singing bowl that resonates with the heart chakra, and it also resonates with love and peace. And I just feel all the love with each of you and Liz as well. So that was just a little something to start us off. And now, Mary, can you tell us a little bit about you and then also about Liz, okay?
Okay. Yes. Hi, I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath, and I have the ability to communicate with spirit. I receive channeled messages from spirit and the angels and pass on loved ones. I'm also a Reiki master, an ordained minister, and I offer different types of readings on my website. One of the ones that's really popular is the numerology readings. And numerology can uncover your destiny and your life purpose. And it's also the bridge of who you are now and who you have the potential to be, as well as when you're going to live out your karma and so on and so forth. There's just so much to explore with the numerology reading. And you could find me or book a reading via my website, which is www.theangelwithin.com. And it's spelled T-H-E-E-E-E, angelwithin.com, or via email, you can contact me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And then a little bit about Liz. Liz is a spiritual counselor. She knows a little bit about everything. She's an intuitive tarot and oracle reader. She also has her own oracle deck, which is so beautiful, and it's an amazing deck for everyday use. She's also a Reiki healer, and she also has her own healing business, right? She's also a business owner, and you could find her at Facebook via Liz P. Sister. Oh my gosh, I'm butchering this. Liz P. 11 Love. I'm sorry, Liz. And also, every Tuesday at 7 p.m., she has her singing bowls, and it's live, so you can check her also on Facebook at 7 p.m. And look for her there as well. And I'll switch it back to Jan. Jan, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure, thank you. I love listening to both of you, and I love that the bowl, DC. That was really nice.
Yes,
it really was.
That was.
It wasn't
it was
long enough. I wanted it to go longer.
I know.
It was so nice.
Well, you know what?
So anyway,
ladies, if you're ever you know, wanting to do that, necessity is the mother of invention, and it was just a YouTube bowl.
Ooh! Wow. Cool.
That's awesome.
Well, I've really gotten into this because I listened to Liz's show last night to her bowls, and I'm telling you, it's just out of this world. It's almost like she's a musician with it too. She sits there the entire time and plays these bowls on in different tones and melodies. It's so beautiful, and oh my God, I just sit back and close my eyes and allow myself to go into a meditation with it, and it's so relaxing. It's just, it's very healing. So I'm doing that every Tuesday these days, and it's really worthwhile. I recommend everybody and anyone to check it out. Yeah.
That's
so
beautiful.
Anyway, my info is Jen. I'm Jen Drake Bakke, and I'm a psychic medium intuitive, and I like to work with poetry. I do channeling with it sometimes, most of the time. And I give those sometimes poems to my clients. And I just like to work with poetry in general, and I'm trying to see if I can get in with singers who'd like to use them. And I'm working on that, and that has been done before. I've done this before with singers. And so anyway, so that's part of what I do. And then I usually do a reading here and there, not as much lately, but I will do them. And if you do contact me, please message me on Facebook first. Don't pay money first, because I may not be available. And so anyway, and then we have a special room in Sacred Embers for crimes and missing persons, and I work on that. And it's not a whole lot these days, but we, as a group, we do this, and it's very special. We work with police and the FBI, and we have friends on the outside who help us also. One of them is Harry Rafter, and I just wanted to say his name. And another one is Annette Stevens. She's helped quite a bit too. Anyway, and there's been others. And so, yeah, that's basically what I do. And my website is www.wefindourway.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. And
that is so beautiful.
Beautiful.
And a little bit about me. I, like Jan, I'm certified as well with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, as well as being an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, and a few other things. The really cool thing about my journey is that I traveled to heaven several times, and that's where I acquired a lot of the knowledge that I have gained to help myself first and then to help others. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, as well as the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. It took me quite a while to add Joan to my team, but she really is divine, and she's left the door open on the other side. And it seems like that door is open, and they're walking through this door continually. And in doing so, it gives me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. And I feel it really helps me, you know, to relate and work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. And in March, on my birthday, my mom joined my team, which was so amazing. What a birthday gift. She had passed, believe it or not, in 2007, and I would see her in dreams, but she would never say anything. And she just came on to the airwaves, and she's been here ever since. What a crazy journey, right, ladies?
Wow, that's so neat.
Wow.
Love
that's
that.
Beautiful.
It's crazy, and
yeah.
Jan has been with me since the beginning of my journey, so I thank her. She really encouraged me so much. I'm so blessed. And then, you know, when I met Mary,
you did.
I hope that I have done the same for Mary, you know?
Yes, been amazing. You both ladies, you and Jan as well. I mean, amazing. Thank you.
As are you. You're amazing
as
well.
You too.
Thank you.
A little message, and the message is from Archangel Ariel, and I feel she stepped forward because Jan loved to do the totem animals. So here's the message. Hello, beloveds. It is I, Archangel Ariel, that has come before you today to deliver a message of love. Love has no beginning or no end. Feel the love that I bring. Visualize it permeating every fiber of your being. Let it fill your entire body. This is love in its purest form, love that resides in each of you. Feel this love in your heart and let it fill your body so fully that there is no room for anything but love. And then let it continue from your heart and keep it going throughout eternity, reaching the entire world. Trust and believe what you are feeling. Be an example of love and compassion for others to follow. Nurture love for all living things and become an example for our children. Each of you has an inner child that wants to be honored. Give yourself permission to play. Let go of limitations. Remember how wonderful and magical life was when you were young? Learn to think like a child again and approach everything from a fresh new perspective. By taking cues from children, we view the world from a whole new angle, one moment at a time. Let the children lead by example. They teach us about love, truth, and the meaning of life. Children are not conscious of what other people think of them, and this is a real strength. This is something that encourages them to be free spirits. They say what they mean, and they mean what they say, and they don't find it difficult, like adults, to be completely open and honest. They sometimes won't take no for an answer. They don't give up. Children are open-minded, and this helps them to learn new things. It is never too late to reclaim those positive characteristics of youth and use them to increase the wisdom and the experience that we acquire with age. The children of today, they are here, and they need your love. They need your nurturing to help them to fulfill their beautiful purpose. Children are so innocent. They're so pure. And they easily communicate with the angels, the fairies, and other magical beings. Help these children, please, to create, to imagine, to grow, and to become beautiful, loving adults of tomorrow. Teach them to respect others as well as the trees, the birds, and all of life. These are gifts that we have to love and to cherish. Mother Nature has given them to us, and it is our job to take care of our beautiful planet. Many people do not understand why we need to worry about the environment. This environment is everything. It is the wind, the trees, the animals, the people, every part of the living system of Earth. I am asking for your help. Search your heart and see how you can become part of the solution. Educate our children about the environment as it is an investment in our future, and let's work together to save our Earth. With a little extra thoughtfulness, we can help the planet every day. I ask that you live consciously with awareness and intention and focus on being a part of the solution. You need to be the change that you want to see in the world. The change, it has to start with you. You have to live by example. When we put passion into taking care of our surroundings, we become more secure beings, more humanitarian, and it leads us to be more caring of each other. Start small. Find your passion to contribute to the larger picture. Take care of the Earth, and she will take care of you. Be light, be love. I am Archangel Ariel.
Wow,
that was
so
beautiful.
Amazing. God,
Thank you. I loved it. Thank you.
Thank you, DC. That was just wonderful.
DC.
It happens to be World Ocean Day today, too, so the environment is perfect.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah, everything
wow.
seems like it's
information.
There as always with us, you know?
Yeah.
It really is. Goodness.
So,
well, Mary,
do
you have some cards?
Yes. You know, right? I pulled from the Keepers of the Light Oracle deck by Calgrave, and two cards fell out. The first one was Faith. Archangel Faith came out, and it's the message is humanity and benevolence. Stay calm, trust the good in yourself and others, and see the light in the world. and she shone with a heart in her hands and blue roses. And so
wow.
Beautiful. And the message.
Ooh, how pretty.
I'm being asked to read the message, and I'll post it on the Sacred Embers as well. It's stay calm and breathe. You are a divine being of love who has done so much good in the world. You may be going through personal transformations and feel that you're not getting anywhere, but Archangel Faith is drawing close to you to guide you beyond the limitations that your ego or fears have created for you. You may be trying to work out whom to trust. First, trust yourself. When you do this and recognize that you are made of love, you will attract those who reflect that love and can enjoy true friendships and loving relationships. Know that good is here to stay. And this is so true, right? Because we need to reflect, or we reflect what we are, right? We bring in what we are. So it's also what we speak of is exactly what we bring to our reality. So that's an important message. I'll definitely post that card. And then the other message that came through was Mercury. And it's open communication. Get a weight off your chest. Speak up with love and be heard. And always remembering, I'm not going to read the extended message. I noted that communication is a two-way street. So Mercury is here now to allow you to hear clearly and be heard. And that was the message from Mercury. And I'll post
wow.
those two on.
Wow.
On
yes.
Sacred Embers. They're so beautiful.
They're
beautiful.
All, they are. Beautiful. Every one of them. Oh, loved it.
Amazing.
Yes, what a way to
this. I know. Mm-hmm. I'm just seeing a quick picture of the cards. And then are you
beautiful.
Ladies ready to pick up cards?
Yes, I think we are.
Perfect. Okay.
Sure.
All right.
And I have poems later.
You know,
oh, you
no, we're going to
do
the poems. Yes, please, Jan.
Huh? You could do them now.
Yes, we want them now.
You
right
do
now.
Them now. Yes.
Okay.
Because they bring us, like,
yes,
high vibes. Yes, yes. Thank
I
you.
Mean, it doesn't matter. I can always do them later, too. But anyway, yeah. I'll. Okay.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
These were older ones that I was looking through piles, and this one is called A New Song. It's about a loss. It goes, a loss is hard to recover, and bringing oneself to a new life to discover, starting again, continuing along, a door opens and life is a new song. Be gentle and kind to yourself as your new life begins. Allow yourself as much time as it takes. Rushing never wins. Time passes by and the pain is less. Yet still there are days that the tears will flood and you will be like a mist. Not a day goes by that you don't miss your dear ones that have crossed. But you also know they are alive and well and missing you. They are not lost. It's a new life and a new day, and you are always among your beloved family and friends in spirit as they are with you while you create your life's new song. And the next one is, if I were raindrops, if kisses were raindrops. If kisses were raindrops, I would give you rain showers. If hugs were freedom, I would give you the wind. If romance were timeless, I would give it to you for hours. If friendship were starburst, I would give you the universe. If loving you were my heart, I would give you mine. And it's really short, and that's that one. And this is called The Kiss Destiny. I sent you a kiss. When it finds you, you will know it is me. Please find me. Our souls are free in love's destiny. And this is called More Prayer. Instead of panic, pray. Instead of palpitations, play. Instead of procrastinating, prepare. Instead of pitying, take good care with more prayer. Instead of riots, revival. Instead of shootings, shouting songs. Instead of hatred, hallelujahs. Instead of racism, rescuing others from right and wrongs. Instead of callousness, community. Instead of chaos, peace. Instead of terrorism, trust and treaties. Instead of anger and deceptions, God's increase. Instead of hell on earth, peace and love on the new earth. And that's that one. And this is called She's Blue and Red. She sings through her madness and writes for her pain. She dances with all her heart. My cat is trying to get up on her. Let me start over. She sings through her madness, writes through her pain. She dances with all her heart that kept her from going insane. She'll tell you if you ask her all the crazy that she has endured. She's a lover, a light bringer. All her scars she shows freely. She's still not cured. And this one's called A Soul Poem. Our souls are made up of the rainbows, the stars, and the seas, the wind, butterflies, meadows, and trees. It continues with the skies, the moon, and the sun. We are here not only to learn, but to have fun. Our soul, full of color, light, and love, reflects itself with others and from above. It shares its radiance to all that are near. Our soul is made up of you and I that are so dear. And this is called The Temple Within. The temple within has no sin, the unending light within our immediate sight. Look inside, no need to hide, a tranquil retreat, an animal guide we may meet. Allow the majesty of serenity, it will lead us to more balance and plenty, to be magnified with a grin where we can always begin again. And this is called the 5D hospitality. In the midst of this creation, God gives us determination to contemplate our reality as we continually are adjusting in this affinity. Infinity, the personality of duality, has been our commonality until now. Those who choose are ascending and joining the 5D hospitality. Yay! And this is called We Are Now 5D. I am black, I am white, I am brown, red, yellow, pink, and blue. I am left, I am right, I am me, I am you. And this one's called, As I Hold My Palm in Love, Palm in Love. An open palm holds one with freedom. A closed tight palm as a fist may create pain. A palm of boundary is strong but gentle to keep one staying safe and sane. Both hands are free, but one allows for life to be held in her open palm, not clenched or tight. The other hand is a boundary keeper and protector. We will remain in the light. I keep my heart near the rainbow above in cool waters as I hold my palm in love. And this last one is called In Letting Go, Illusion. More unity, less divide, the illusion of separation in which we hide. We can seek liberation in letting go. Bring peace to another, less static, more flow. Run with ecstasy. Nature is our ally. Link together in her light. Let us be free and fly. And that's that. The end.
Wow, those were beautiful. Thank you, Jan.
Oh, good.
They were really, really beautiful.
Good. Thank you.
Is that, is your cat's name Kiki? Is that who you were saying was getting on your lap?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because she was saying to me that he's as proud as a peacock of you.
Really?
And I think too, because she's saying, you know, she's saying I'm a peacock because my mommy was born to shine and inspire others.
Aww.
So
she's sweet. Can you
please ask her to, you know, to give herself some of that love and compassion that she gives so readily to others. And to say, Mommy, please take care of yourself. And that's what she was telling me.
Aww.
I don't know
really?
If you've been seeing any
such a beautiful
at all, but
message.
That's what she told me. That she's as proud as a peacock.
Do you mind if I tell the story about what happened to him? You know, and she's, I mean, I always call Kiki a she because she feels like a she, but she's actually a he. But call her she because she has a she spirit, but she's also a he. I think she's a he-she, and which is fine.
Uh-huh.
But shall I tell you, I really want to share that story. It's so unbelievable.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that beautiful message, DC. That was so beautiful. That means so much to me. Oh, and I know you were right in there. I know you were hearing her. Him. Anyway, one day, this is a couple of weeks ago, something very unusual happened. I mean, really unusual. And one day I was just sitting at the computer for like 3 or 4 nights in a row at night, and I would go into this, and I was completely just regular, nothing. I hadn't had any coffee or anything, just normal night, and I was on the computer, and I went into this thing where I felt like I was in another room almost, but it was my room. It was still the living room, but I felt somebody behind me. I thought it was my husband, but then I thought it was my brother in spirit sitting at the chair, and I felt it so much, and I'd turn around and look. No one's there, of course. And this happened like 3 or 4 nights in a row where this being was there. And it felt like I was in another scene, yet I was still in the scene that I was in. I don't know how to describe it. It's just like I went into another
dimension.
But as it turned out, maybe, but it was in the same room. You know, we were still in the same room. But Kiki had this knot on his back, and he gets knots all the time in his hair. It gets all knotted up, and I have to cut them out. But sometimes I have to wait for it to grow out because they're too tight. Well, there was this really tight knot, one on his back, and I was going to have to wait for it, you know, like probably at least a week or so. But all of a sudden, one day, I saw all this hair on the floor, and I went to go look at Kiki's back, and the knot was completely gone, and there was no sign of it either. And when I cut out those knots, there's always a sign of it because you make an indentation in the hair, you know, because you're cutting something out. There was no indentation. There was nothing. His back is completely clear, nothing, no knot, no indentation, nothing. And I said to my husband, oh, you cut that knot out so beautifully. He said, what? I said, Kiki's knot is gone. He goes, I didn't touch Kiki. And I said, are you kidding me? And that night I had a dream. I woke up in the morning and my brother was hovering over me. I saw him. He was right there. And he always comes in blue. That's one of his favorite colors. And he was there in blue, hovering over me. And I thought, oh my God. And I woke up and I was like, in a start, like, wow, I was so glad to see him, you know? And so now I know, I'm pretty sure it was him who did that. And my sister-in-law had been doing some prayers with her sister for us also. And that, I'm sure that took effect, but anyway, it was a miracle. It was a real miracle. I've never even seen such a miracle like that. So things are going on. Things are happening these days, you know, unbelievable things.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, Jan. Yeah. Thank you. And
thank you.
Really fast, Kiki doesn't want to leave Mary out of anything she's saying. So she's saying, Mary, your totem animal right now is the hummingbird.
And I've been seeing them, yes.
Wow. Did you really? Wow. I mean, they're so
cool.
So light, so beautiful. And I get like so excited when I see these beautiful little birds because they're so colorful. Yeah. And they're just, you know, they're at peace with what they're doing. And, you know, they give us a sense of coming home. And she's saying, Mary, you've come home.
Yes.
Oh, so she's saying, there's going to be a lot of quick movement during the month of June for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's showing me like you're moving around really fast, and she's showing me the little hummingbird. The wings are going really fast. But she's saying she doesn't have to worry because Mary is so full of energy and she's so enthusiastic. You're going to have a lot of beautiful opportunities coming your way. And please don't worry about anything. Just allow, you know, the angels to bring you all these beautiful surprises that are waiting for you, Mary.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
Yes, it's going to be really, really, you know, there's going to be so much. But she's saying make sure you have balance, you know, and
yes.
She's saying, you know, you've got to make sure that you focus, though, on the important details, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the important details. I can't wait to hear what goes on, Mary, you know?
Yes.
Me
oh,
too.
My gosh.
Because
I know.
She's telling me, like, the hummingbirds actually, they sort of, like, commune with the divine. And she's saying, you know, you too. She watches you, you know, as you're walking and everything she showed me. And she's just saying mm-hmm. The picture that you showed us today, she said she's so connected. Mm-hmm. So that was her beautiful little message for Mary.
Oh, thank you, Kiki. Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
That was awesome.
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. I'm even more excited.
Oh, I am, too. It's just beautiful. And for me, she's given mine as a hippopotamus. It's almost as good as the pig that Jan gave me, the first I ever had. And she's saying, with the hippopotamus, it's just like I'm actualizing my goals. There's going to be emergence. There's going to be stimulation. She's saying, you know, mm-hmm. you've put so much into everything. And finally, you're going to start manifesting, you know, all that energy that you put into everything. I planted the seeds quite a while ago, and now, you know, I'm going to get the harvest, you know. So.
Yeah, and you deserve it, too, so much.
And, and she's saying the way that I, you know, attune and connect myself to the divine to bring the messages, you know, is, I feel so blessed to be able to do that. So I'm just happy here with everyone, and I'm so happy to connect with Kiki. And see, Jan, when you come in, like,
thank
you bring
you.
All this energy. Yeah, you bring amazing energy.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad. Well, Kiki, whenever it seems like every time I do a radio show, he wants to be right here in on it. He always has for years, seriously.
Well,
it's kind of neat.
Yeah, he wants to voice his opinion. He's giving readings as well, you know?
Yeah, he
He's been watching you. He's,
exactly.
He knows how to do this. Yep. That's absolutely amazing.
I love that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Well, Kiki's saying we do have callers. We've got to start,
yes.
You know.
Okay, we're ready. Okay. Area code 312, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my first name is Brian.
Brian?
Yes.
Hi, Brian. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes, I do. The question happens to do with work. I was told back in mid-May, after being told by my boss all throughout the year that my job was secured, she told me that she had to lay me off because of what her other bosses said about the budget. There was a budget issue. And that I would get separated by June 1st. However, I have not gotten a letter or any direction about it. And I just want to know, do y'all see them keeping me or me moving on?
Hey, hi, this is DC.
Mm-hmm.
My dog Ginger has been with me on my journey, so she's coming in, and she's saying you are indispensable at work. And she's just saying, you know, they really do need you. So I'm laughing because I'm saying, well, if he's supposed to go, she's saying, but he is so needed. I do feel like you're an amazing worker and you work really hard, and I just feel like, you know, the other team sees, you know, what you can do, and I feel like they may replace you. I'm not sure if it's going to be, you know, as soon as this month. Okay? They're not, you know, I'm getting to some kind of temporary distraction, so I don't see you leaving, like, this month at all, okay, if that makes sense to you. But I do see when you do forward, Brian, it's going to be like a major change, a beautiful new beginning, and you're going to see that only like really good things come to you. There's a beautiful divine presence with you. I'm also feeling like a lot of energy around you, so I feel like if you change jobs, have you thought about maybe like relocating to a different area?
Yes, me and my wife thinking about relocating to California from Chicago. We're in Chicago right now. So this was just kind of like...
That's what I was hearing, like a lot of energy, travel, and then relocating. And I feel like when you do, there's going to be beautiful unexpected opportunities coming your way.
Okay.
Okay. So it's just really, really amazing. So just, you know, just hang in there. But like I said, I'm just getting, you know, when you do finally change, you know, positions, when you let go, you're going to, like I said, you're going to move. It's a major change, as you said, where you wanted to move, you know. And there's such energy with you. Like I feel like I have to hold on to the table because the energy is amazing. Okay? Mm-hmm. So this is a time for you to think about, you know, everything going forward when you do finally make that amazing move. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be totally, totally beautiful.
Wonderful.
So I would just, for now, like, just hang in there and, you know, do what you do best because they still want you there. Okay. I'm also thinking, you know, when it happens, it's going to happen fast. And you're going to feel so much, you know, like, I feel like stress just, like, melts away like butter is what I'm hearing. And you're going to have the freedom that you've been looking for.
Oh,
and just
great.
Please embrace it because this change is going to help you in so many ways, more than you could even imagine. When you leave, though, my dog Ginger is saying, Brian, leave your old beliefs where you are now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't take those old beliefs with you because you're going to grow, you're going to evolve. I feel like, you know, whatever work you're doing, I feel like you're gonna do something new and different.
Okay.
So you are transformed by leaps and bounds, okay? And you're going to go through like a sudden awakening. You're going to have these, you know, amazing epiphanies. You're going to have unexpected transformation. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. And think about, you know, what exactly it is that would make you, you know, really happy because Ginger's saying you have the opportunity to do anything that you're wanting to do. So please, you know, take advantage of this amazing opportunity, but you've got to believe in yourself, okay? And you just attract people. They're drawn to you, Brian, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of people that, you know, they're drawn to you and they just want to help you. Because you know, you're such a wonderful person. You do help others. Okay, I would suggest in the interim I would start meditating. Do you meditate now?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so just, you know, take that time to meditate and just let, you know, I'm getting like all these beautiful ideas are coming to you. Do you do walking meditations?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting. I feel like you may have had a little stress. The stress is melting away. And I'm getting there's something in the past that you've got to let go of. Okay, so whatever that is, let it go because you're no longer that caterpillar. You're the amazing butterfly. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank you, dear.
Jen, would you like to go?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Hi, Brian. Mm-hmm. This is Jan.
Pleasure.
And I immediately see a swan for you. Just immediately. There was no waiting about this at all. And in general, I got the words, I hear that he moves on eventually. When you're kind of like when you're ready is what I was getting, kind of like what DC was saying too. But I did hear that, and I'd really love it if you would call us back and let us know, eventually. But the swan says that no matter what is happening in your life right now, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong. It's important to accept life circumstances and surrender to the will of spirit, trusting that all will work out. And focus on the fact that life is precious and a sacred gift, and whatever changes you're going through, go with the flow. And you are poised in this situation, in the matter of business and social, is what they're saying. You're poised. You're going to be ready for it. You're going to be okay with it, and you are able to exude a sense of calm and gracefulness. and ease with others. You're very adept at gliding through the waters of change, and you're highly intuitive and foreseeing the future. That's what the swan represents. And you shine it with an inner beauty through this world with poise. So I think you're going to be okay with this, however it turns out. But I did hear that you would be moving on, too. And those are the first words I heard immediately. So I think it's going to be fine, though. And I loved what DC said, that that it's going to be a beautiful change. Wow. So have confidence. Have confidence, and you're going to be, I think you're going to, it's going to work out. So that, I'm going to leave you with that and the swan. Hope that is feeling okay.
Amazing.
Hi, Brian. It's Mary, and I got a yes, and I do agree with both Cece and Jan with their messages, and I've reconfirmed it with my pendulum that they said, yes, you're going to move on. And then three cards. I wanted to pull one card for you from postcards from Spirit, but three came out for you. So here they are. Dearest you, we are gathering our magic together to help you celebrate your new beginning. You're stepping into a new version of your life, getting to tell a new story as you create it. Doesn't it feel like spring when the urge to expand wells up inside you from a primal place? The form of what you are growing has yet to take shape, and it is exciting to experience this new and fresh beginning. It's normal to feel both push and push back when entering any kind of new relationship. It's okay to admit you don't really know what to expect. What you can know, it is time to dive in and allow that new version of life to take shape through you on behalf of your partner in life, Spirit. And that's the new relationship they're talking about with Spirit. You have made it to a new level of awakening and contributing, and we are so excited to see where this will take you next. We're so proud of you. Oh my gosh, I'm so chilled, Brian. Like, wow. Mm. These cards are amazing. There's a two more. So the next one is, dearest you, we have a secret to share with you. If you act as if all is well, it will be. Act as if you are brave and you will have courage. Act as if you are loved and you will be a magnet for love and experience the love of Spirit. Act as if your prayers have been answered, as if you are truly in sync with good fortune. How you think is how you will see the world. Interact with it and draw conclusions from it. If you want to be the person who has the life you want, co-creating and loving what is yours, you need to start acting as if that were true. Don't worry about the conditions in your life that seem empty or cavernous, chaotic or barren. These are just temporary and don't even count. Defy them and act as if you're the luckiest person on the planet. You will be, for you already are. That's the real secret. You are infinite potential. Loving you so much, rainbows explode in the ether. Wow. This is so amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I'm so chilled, Brian. And that means, like, it's a total confirmation of everything. And then the last one, but not least, dearest you, all your prayers are heard and mirrored back to you from the unseen realms. Be grateful and praise things before they manifest, and always ask for the highest good. When you plead and beg, that will bring you only one more reason to plead and beg. Instead, offer your prayers as sacred gifts, as a testament to your faith in a higher power. Open up and let Spirit move through you and comfort you. Add meditation, which DC said, as a way to become empty, so you will be ready to be filled with inspired epiphanies. Peace, understanding, and joy. In this moment, your prayers are being answered for the highest good of both you and all of life. Sometimes what you pray for is not supposed to happen for you, and your prayers will be answered in surprising ways. At this moment, we are listening intently to your prayers and want you to know that your highest good is our priority. All is well. And it says in the back, you shine brightly, of the same message that DC and Jan gave you. I mean, these messages are so beautiful. And I was chilled throughout the whole reading from DC and Jan. And then now I did hear while DC was giving your reading was that the world will be your oyster. So, you know, like you'll have everything at your fingertips. Like spirit will help you. Like, I mean, it's just a confirmation of what I was hearing first when I tuned into your energy to what these cards say. It's exactly that. You know, and always being grateful for what we have. But meditation is key, you know, and during meditation we get so much, so much. I mean, we get ideas, we get, you know, visions, we get so many things. So I hope this has helped you, Brian. And like Jan said, please give us a call and let us know, like, what you're doing, how did it go, your move to wherever it is that you're relocating. We'd love to hear it.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies. This has truly been refreshing and much needed. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good night. I'll place you on hold so you can continue listening.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay. You're welcome.
Beautiful, ladies. Absolutely beautiful.
Wow, yeah. That was a beautiful
was
reading.
Cool.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
that
so
was,
chilled
was
still.
It?
Wow. That was magical. If
yes.
I must say so myself.
It really was. We're all in sync,
okay,
too. I love
we,
that.
Yes, I know. It was so beautiful. Are you guys ready for our next caller?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Area code 904, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, ladies. It's Stacy.
Stacy? Hi, Stacy.
Who?
Do you have a question for us this
Hi.
Evening? Stacy.
Yes.
Oh, Stacy.
My question is, well, it's, I just want to know what the universe has coming for me in regards to my finances, please.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, Stacy, I'm getting that the universe is, the first thing the universe is saying is stay confident. This is DC.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, you know, you don't do things like in a rash way. You do think about things, correct?
Yes, I do.
You know, you take time and you make, you know, you really do make good decisions. That was the first thing that I was getting. Okay, in regard to your finances, I'm hearing stability. They're going to improve. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I feel like things are going to, you know, get a little bit easier for you. Yeah, I just feel like, I don't feel like you should worry the way you're worrying, because what you, you know, what you think about is what you're attracting, right? So we don't want to,
right.
We want to, you know, keep our thoughts as positive as we can in regard to, like, all areas of our life, basically, not just, you know, finance. And see things the way that you want them to be. And I'm getting, again, I'm hearing financial stability again, and I'm hearing improvement. So
mm-hmm.
I really don't feel like there's anything that, you know, that you should be, like, really overly worried about. Okay. In regard
okay.
to money, I'm hearing, you know, changes. Okay, positive changes. And I'm also hearing, please stay level-headed. Okay, do you have a lot going on?
Well, yeah, kind of. Yes, I do.
Okay. Because I do feel, like I said, you have the ability to make good decisions, and that's what's going to bring you the freedom that you're needing, but you've got to let go. I keep hearing let go of worry. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in regard to money, you know, and finances, I have to ask, is there someone else that's involved in the finances?
No.
No? Okay, because I just feel like I'm feeling like there's something about another person. So I'm not sure. Okay, but there's something with another person.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I'm not, that's what they're showing me. With that being said, I was seeing an amazing Ascendant Master coming forward. It is, let me see, it's Apollo. And that's the Greek sun god. He's the son of Zeus. Okay? And he's coming forward to help you to have, you know, the emotional and intellectual strength that you're needing to go forward. And he's saying, my beloved, there is nothing that's going to be able to hold you back except your thinking. And what you're thinking about, what you're seeing, it's an illusion. So do not allow yourself to get caught up in all of that, Stacey, okay?
Okay.
I'm also getting everything is, you know, working out the way it should be. You're exactly where you should be. Everything is in perfect divine order. Okay? So I feel like, you know, you have a beautiful divine team with you. They're going to help you to go forward, and you're going to have all the knowledge that you need and to create the life that you truly deserve. And he's telling you that, Stacey, don't you know that you're a powerful manifester? And you have to be, you have the ability to create, you know, the reality that you are desiring. And having what you want is your birthright, okay, because you're here.
Right.
So you've got to open up to all of this, because what you're wanting is waiting for you. You've got to surrender to the divine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like, you know, what you're feeling right now, part of it is illusion. Part of it, there's a little bit of healing maybe needed on your part, but you are very, very, very powerful. Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, when I see, you know, this beautiful god Apollo, I'm getting, like, take a walk in the sunshine and connect with him. I feel like you're going to have a major awakening. So I, like I said, I don't see anything that's going to hold you back. The only thing that can hold you back is going to be you. I'm even getting there might be some money that you get, you acquire it unexpectedly, okay? But I am getting, you know, start feeling good about everything. You know, start being filled with joy and feel the fulfillment of life. You're going to have everything it is that you're needing. So in regard to, you know, money. Is there any business opportunities that you were thinking about? Because I'm hearing business opportunities.
Yes, I just signed up for, I just did one 2 weeks ago, and I just signed up for another one yesterday.
Okay, well, there's going to be something unexpected, and I'm hearing there's going to be a lot of material prosperity with this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So really feel it as if it's already here. Okay?
All right.
And as Wayne Dyer said, you know, you'll see it when you believe it. So start seeing it now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Start believing in yourself. Because as soon as you do, you know, start believing in yourself, you're going to see, like, all the good that's coming your way. Okay, you have the ability to make the really great decision. And I'm getting... I'm trying to see what he's trying to tell me here. Apollo is saying that you're a seer. Okay, an ancient seer is what I'm getting. Okay, do you have, like, dreams that you see yourself in the future?
I have.
And then, okay, yeah, because that's what he's showing me. Okay? But just be open to the, you know, to the wisdom and the foresight that is yours from your ancestors, okay? They're coming in. They're going to help you. I'm getting to help you move the energy around. Do you dance?
I have two left feet. Yeah, but it's not to explain. I'm going to move.
You can do it in a private
Yeah.
Do it in the privacy of your own home. And, you know, just start getting, like, everything moving around and go for a nice walk outside. I just feel like... this is so amazing. Everything is going to start to come together at once for you, okay? I'm getting someone on the other side is coming in. someone that looked like someone that you know is what I'm hearing. Possibly with the letter K name.
Okay.
So if it doesn't make sense right now, just hold on to it. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing celebrations. Is there some kind of a celebration coming up soon?
Yes,
possibly
there is.
A birthday or other kind of. Is there like any kind of event coming up soon?
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay. Well, your family members are going to be there with you. Okay. And this K person, I feel like it might be a woman, but I'm getting like the letter K.
Mhm.
That has passed. Okay. Mm-hmm. So. You have a big, like I said, there's an entourage that has come in with you, okay? And this K person, she's saying, why are you so restless these days?
Huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's nothing that worried about, okay? And she's just saying, you have so much knowledge, and you have so much that you're going to do during this lifetime, if you could only see what I see, okay?
Okay.
But she tells me that you do see dreams that, you know, predict the future. So she's showing me that.
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they're with you, and like I said, from my perspective, what I see, I don't see that there's anything to worry about for you, hon. Okay?
Okay.
So good luck with everything, and please let us know when everything comes, you know, to fruition when you manifest it, okay?
I will. Thank you.
And I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. God bless, hon.
You as well. Thanks.
Should I go, Mary? Okay. Hi, Stacy. It's Jan.
Hello. Hi.
So the first animal that I saw for you right away was a giraffe. And I love what it says because some of it goes with what DC said. And so let me just read some of that and then I'll tell you what I was feeling. I love what DC told you. It says, feet on the earth, head in the sky, giraffe, the tallest land animal on our planet, offers a link between worlds, a bridge between practicality and spiritual insight. It has good hearing, keen vision, and giraffe senses what is coming. The advantage point is to see into the distance, into the future. So that's really interesting that the giraffe does that. And to be well grounded and to live in the present while remaining alert and attentive to where we are headed. In this way, we can move forward with confidence. Let's see. Yeah, and giraffe is about having faith and trusting in your situation. If you're concerned about the outcome of an event, relationship, or anything that's coming down the road, giraffe helps you have faith in that things are going to be okay. What I was feeling was I got a very strong feeling about you needing to listen to the bowls. That Liz does on Tuesday night. I mean, I got Liz's face and right in my face, and I heard the bowls, and they were just saying that the bowls would be really, really good for you to just relax a little bit here and let go of some of the anxiety, because I feel like you're having some anxiety about this, and this will help you relax greatly. And to change your feeling about it, to get you to change your ideas about how you're feeling about your finances, which is what DC was saying also, to loosen it up a little bit so that there can be a flow. I have to do this constantly about my health. You know, I get really uptight about it, thinking, you know, and it helps me to relax so that I can just let go a little bit and realize that it's going to be okay. And let's see. I also saw a body of water around you, lake, river, or a body of water. I just wondered if there was. I was just curious because I saw water around
you. There is. There is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I thought so, because it's really showing up around you quite a bit. But also with that body of water, I don't know if you have a chance to go in water by any chance, maybe?
I do.
It might be nice for you, too. Okay, good. Yeah. Well, I would keep that up, because that the water is such a nice, relaxing, purification type of thing, and it helps with everything. It's just a nice thing to do. I felt also that things are going to get better also, and that it's not going to get any worse. Whatever it is, it's not going to go down from here. It's only going to get better. You know what I mean? That's what I was
mm-hmm.
getting also. And if you are in a crisis, it's not going to get any worse. So that things are going to get better. But I really recommend those bowls. I really do. I mean, it's amazing what it does. It's helping me tremendously too. So and the water also, just to help you with your thinking and some of the anxiety about it. And I think you got your really good messages there with DC, because she's telling you what's going to happen for you. So
okay.
I'll leave you with that, with the giraffe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Stacy. This is
Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so what I was getting was I have a few affirmations for you. One of them is the right job is looking for me. And also, my day begins and ends with gratitude. I mean, that's, you know, those are things that we all do, you know, as light workers. We always show gratitude for everything, morning and night. And then, let's see what else. Creating a list of the perfect or the qualities that you want in your job, in the job that you're manifesting. You know, if you want to create that list, we all have created lists. It's the same thing as manifesting, you know, a significant other. You can do it for anything, for that perfect job you're looking for. And I agree with both Jan and DC. And then I got a message for you, two postcards from Spirit that jumped out for you. First of all, like 15 dropped for you, and I just told them I'm not reading 15 cards for Stacy. So can we narrow it down? So those two fell on the floor. So the ones I'm reading for you. So these are them. So
okay.
It says, dearest you, are you taking yourself and your problems too seriously? Maybe fear of the future is weighing on you. We would like to take a little break. We would like you to take a little break from all that and start having fun. When you stop fixating on what has been making you heavy-hearted, we get a chance to move some magic in your direction. We just need you to let go a little. Spirit needs some room and gets very inspired by your laughter when you have fun. Remember, DC mentioned dancing. When was the last time you got really loose, silly, and goofy? Maybe, oh, somebody's knocking on my door. Hold on. Oh, gosh. Hold on a second. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm like, I'm not waiting for anyone. I am so sorry, Stacy.
Okay.
So
okay.
Remember that DC mentioned, I'm like, who is it? And then it says, when was the last time you got really loose, silly, and goofy? Maybe you need to go dancing or watch some funny comedy to make you laugh, or call the one friend you know will remind you how ridiculous and delightfully giddy you can be. You will return refreshed and renewed and ready to once again see the world as less daunting, and you will be ready to receive in perfect timing the bounty that Spirit has for you. Don't you just love how much we care about you? And then it says in the back of the card, be fearless. And then mm-hmm. the next card, it's so beautiful. Oh, my gosh. And the dancing, don't forget, or comedies are good as well. Dear Stu, we have a secret for you. The more you think you know, the less you actually do. So if you are willing to keep an open mind, you will avoid the narrow confines of the know-it-all and open up to the unlimited potential that can be discovered only by the curious optimist. Curiosity allows you to discover new things, see the world from a different perspective, and find answers to questions you might not even know you have. Right now, whatever is going on, it's important to know that you are not aware of all the aspects of it. You need to see to make an informed choice. You might be projecting a story that isn't totally true. So moving forward, your mantra could be, I don't know, or that's interesting, as you keep your mind and heart open to new experiences and a richer existence overall. All of us over here want you to be all you can be. We are cheering for you. Can you hear us? And in the back, there's a horse galloping, and it says, with love. So these are beautiful, Stacey. And, you know, there's no need to worry. You know, letting go and letting God is, you know, what I kept hearing in the beginning as well while DC was giving you the messages.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that helped you, and
yes,
make sure you give us
Thank
a call
you.
And let us know how everything went with, you know, with everything that's going to be coming in for you, which is totally
okay.
Beautiful. And don't
Thank
forget
you.
To dance.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Bye. Have a good evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That was
Jan,
so nice.
I'm not sure. I know. I'm not sure if you're aware,
mm-hmm.
but DC had to run. So
she did? Okay.
It's up to Yeah. So it's only you and I. It's up to you if you want to continue
right.
the show. Just you and I.
Yes, of
Is
course.
Okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay. So I'll let you go first with the reading, and then I'll go second.
Okay. That's just fine because
okay.
the animals are just coming in so fast, too.
Really? Oh, perfect. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
They're just coming in quickly.
Okay. Area code 415. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello? Hello? Okay. I guess not. Let's see what the next
okay.
caller. Area code 612. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, it's Constance. Hi, ladies. You beautiful ones.
Hi, Constance.
Hey, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm having. Well, you know, I do feel things strongly, and I have since I was very young, and I'm about to have surgery.
Yeah.
Because I've been bedridden for 2 years' time from surviving COVID-19 twice. And so with that said, you know, I'm a fighter. But what we did, Jan, on the biggest stage in the world had to make us a fighter,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's
you
right.
Know, we,
that's
we,
right.
That's right, you know, and I don't even know how we did it, quite frankly. But somehow it was magical. But right now I'm having a problem with my surgery scheduled for my feet and ankles on 22nd of June. I saw my fourth surgeon and the Minnesota Vikings doctors couldn't even fix me, which I found just really bizarre. So that was March. And then this doctor saw me May 31st. And he said to me, well, how soon do you want to do it? And I said, he goes, how about next week? Well, that was kind of too soon because we have to do all the pre-op stuff. But now it's
mm-hmm.
becoming very convoluted with somebody, and I've got an ombudsman involved from the state because I was told to, and you know, he's able to get to the truth because somebody is not telling the truth. And I don't know if it's my case manager or the people over her, but the head of the home health care doesn't want to help me, and I'm going to be in two casts in my feet for 4 weeks' time after this. And I have to have a port put in my chest because I don't have any more veins left because COVID stripped my body of my veins. So it's intense. And then I had to find a new doctor today for my port, to put my port in. And so I might be going through two procedures, but can you shed any light on who is lying to me? You know, somebody, and I know intrinsically, and someone is just covering up nonsense, and maybe it's because my new case manager doesn't like me. I don't know. But making up lies about me, and I'm not that way. I'm about as docile as anything laying in a bed for 2 years. You know, it's just really hard. And then
I didn't get where the lies were coming from. Where were you feeling? I mean, what were they saying about? What was the lie about? I didn't get that. I didn't hear what you were saying about.
The lie was that they're gonna quit my home health care in 10 days. And there's no reason to do that. And then I'm told by the head of home health care, oh, no, they're going to continue. So there's a big contradiction in, you know, the same system. And then another system is supposed to be doing the surgery, but the port is another, you know, hospital because apparently – my new endocrinologist, who I haven't met yet, isn't doing the port unless the current one, who's like the stand-in, is going to do it. So, you know, I spend more time trying to put out fires.
Trying to figure out all this stuff, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And it's really not yours to do. You shouldn't have to be doing all this stuff is what I'm getting. You don't need to be. They need to handle. I know, and I've talked to you it before
about
and,
it
some
yeah
of this stuff
and then
going
yeah.
on
and I,
yeah
and I asked and I asked specifically to have a social worker, and I was denied, and that's not right either. So I went right to the state and I got an ombudsman, and he's making good progress, you know, kind of like, okay, I'm gonna be crude for a minute, busting balls, you know, in other words, he's trying to get to the bottom of it, saying, you know, you are breaking the law. And then my housemate went on the internet today and he pulled out a statute of our state on home health care, and they are breaking the law. And so, you know, it's very difficult to fight so many things when you feel like crap.
And you shouldn't have to either. You shouldn't have to. And what I'm feeling from it is that I don't think the home health care is going to stop altogether. I agree with whoever said that the home health care wasn't going to stop. I sort of agree with them. But there's something going on with whatever system you're in that they for some reason, they keep saying that they're only going to give you so much, only 10 more days. But, you know, that's how they do
things. Oh, that's right.
And
you got the 10. You know, you got it because I got called by the ombudsman. He said they sent you a letter saying you're only going to get 10 more days. And I said, now, wait a minute. The head of the whole system said that they would do a smooth transition because I'm having surgery. You can't just dump my and not have something else in place. It's against the law.
I think they are going, once they do the surgery, they're going to have you set up with another group of home health care to see to you after your surgery? That's what I feel like is going to happen. I'm getting that you're going to be taken care of. It's not going to, you're not going to be dumped. They may be dumping this group right now, but
yeah,
after your surgery,
fine.
They're going to have people.
That's fine with me, but just that the new endocrinologist I had to get today in the ninth hour has to put a port in, and there. That's the hospital that I always go to. But so it's going to, I think it's going to be two separate procedures because they can't do the surgery without veins.
Without the port. Well, don't worry. They're going to get the port in. They are going to get the port in. Don't worry. You're taking this all on and you don't need to. I don't take it all on. You know what I mean? Cause it's going to work out. Oh my. I wanted to tell you, cause you're taking on a lot of stress about it. And I know that you would, because you're having to go through it all and you're getting all these things figured out. But ultimately,
I'm also having like really severe, you know, bladder spasms, which are causing intense pain. And
drinking enough water? Are you taking water?
Oh, absolutely.
Drinking water. Okay.
I mean, there's so much, you know, output that, you know, Peter said if he hadn't
found it
this morning, it would have been all over the room, you know, but the point being is that it's flowing in, you know, it's, or they call it bypassing. So it's done it twice in the last 12 hours.
Oh,
and
no.
I've asked the current people to please help. And they keep saying, they'll send someone out, and they don't. And they are bound by law to do so.
That's really
bad. Get excuses. And then I have really, really bad pain because it just doesn't go away. I mean, I wish it did. But
and you've been on
the
antibiotics, haven't you? You're on the antibiotics.
Yeah, they're all gone now.
Yeah.
And they need to check that too to make sure that there's nothing in my system for the surgery.
Well,
and
They have to do blood tests before your surgery. So they will check it out. Don't worry. They will.
Yeah,
but the problem is that
the biggest problem, one of them, is that because my medical insurance only allows so many rides to appointments. Well, guess what? I used them all up. I used up 26 rides in like a really short time. And so now I have to do self-pay, but nobody will book me self-pay in a wheelchair and in a van. And I just think it's insane. You know, like, you know, you're offering them money, you know, and, you know, to get you to your appointment. And tomorrow morning, the anesthesiologist is doing it virtual. Many of them are doing it virtual to help me. Because I can't get there, but I will have to get there for my surgery.
I'm glad they're doing a virtual. Yeah.
You know,
well,
I want to walk again.
I know. And I think you have so much energy and so much willpower, Constance. I mean it. I hear it in you. And I think you are. I think you're going to make it happen. You've got energy. You really do. I know that you're not well, and I know you're suffering a lot. But you are so strong, and you're a fighter, and you're going to make it through this. You're going to do that surgery. You're going to get to the surgery. They need to give you a new uptake with your transportation. But hopefully your roommate is going to figure out how to get you there.
The most dumb thing was is that the hospital said, oh, well, we have, you know, what's called Fairview Riders. And I said, well, mm-hmm. can you put the wheelchair in? They go, well, you have to be able to get out of it. I said, well, we might as well take our own car then, you know what I mean? And then get me in the yeah. car and then put the wheelchair in the back of the car like we always did. But the problem mm-hmm. is that when I got COVID the second time, it caused further damage to my legs and my feet. And so it makes it even harder because the neurological damage is called frozen ankle. And so, Jen, you know, it's like I can't move it whether I want to or not. It's just like,
I know.
You know, I can, you know, it's like me trying to move mountains and me praying and me meditating and saying, okay, God.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm up at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, going, you know, I can't do this. Or why didn't, you know, and I asked, okay, I'm never going to get the answer. My priest came today or what, someone from the churches to give me communion.
Oh, good.
And they uh-huh. brought me a huge gift of food carts, which
oh,
was
good.
Insanely beautiful. And they, you know, they're going to give me communion every single week. Because
awesome.
They believe that, you know, that that's really going to help with my prayer that I do every day.
Okay.
You know, I pray to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I'm wearing my Father's watch on my right hand. I know my Father's
oh,
with
nice.
Me, and I see he suffered immensely for 3 years, but he played in the orchestra. You know, it was the Hong Kong flu pandemic that took him.
Right.
But you know what? He played with no kidneys, principal bass, Minnesota Orchestra.
Bless his heart.
On
well,
stage
listen.
With no kidneys. Now, if my father
well, he's
could
got
do that
fighting spirit, and so do you. He is amazing.
Well,
what a how amazing he was, wasn't he? Just like you are.
He was, and I miss him. I miss
yeah.
my mom because my mother was a critical care nurse, and she
yeah.
would not even believe that this is going on. She would just go, wait just a minute here. You know, I'm sorry, but this is not acceptable on any level.
I know.
There's
something strange about the Minnesota situation there with health care. And I'm sorry to say it, but 'cause I've been talking to you for quite a long time and things haven't gone so smoothly. But things what I'm hearing, Constance, is that you're going to go through the surgery and you're going to make it through, and you're going to get health care after that. So in general, I know it's a struggle. Everything, it's been such a struggle for you. Oh my God. And you have just, you've been very brave and you've gone through it and you've done everything that they've wanted you to do and you've caught COVID twice and lived through it. Oh my goodness. You are one of the most incredible people. And so I just want you to hang in there. Just have faith. Just have faith because I know you're going to get through this whole situation. I don't know if you're ever going to walk like you want to walk, but you're going to get, I've always felt that you are going to get better. You're going to get stronger. I don't know if you're going to walk ever like you want to walk. You might be able to get up
on your feet.
I
don't care if I don't walk like that. I
don't care
if I walk
little
walker.
You're going to feel better. Okay. Is what I'm trying to say to you. You're going to feel better,
yeah.
and I want you to hang on to that. And that's why they're coming every week, so that you'll hang on to it, because you need that faith. But what I got was a tiger. You got a tiger. I have a tiger, too. And that
really?
Tiger had his mouth. Yeah, I have a tiger. That's my power animal. That tiger has been with me since I was born. And she,
do you know
she,
that I've got a fox in my room?
Oh, do you? Cool.
I've got
cool.
a red
but
fox.
I didn't see a fox. I didn't see a fox today. I saw a tiger as loud and clear. And this tiger has their mouth open and is saying, remain focused, be patient. You will soon receive a surprise. And more quickly than expected, you will soon find a way of healing from a physical condition or emotional disturbance, followed by a noticeable increase in vitality. Now, that I think that is amazing. I really do. Create a sacred space in your home that is completely yours
where others may enter only with your permission, and take time to enjoy the solitude of this space. And I know you have that already in your room. You'll soon be experiencing a surge of passion and power that will remain with you. Get ready for a new adventure, and changes are coming into your life. You're naturally clairvoyant, which you already know. You have the gift of prophecy, which you have. And you're also a healer, and you have strong tactile sensitivities, and and you are adventurous and powerful and passionate. So that's what the tiger says for you. The tiger is also agreeing with me that you're gonna get better. I don't know how much, but I have always felt this from day one since we've been talking.
I can't believe I just can't believe I didn't know you on that big stage. You know, I mean,
well,
we were both there at the same time.
I just can't believe it.
You know, it's like we got lost in the shuffle, and but Jan, we did things that were so amazing.
I was there from 1987 to 1989. So that
I was early. I was 81, 82.
Yeah, you were earlier.
You know, I was in the very part of the beginnings of it all. But, you know, it's still, you know, when you go through that and you think of it and you've got the photographs and you think, I did that, and then it gives you the impetus. But then I think about the bravery of my own family and what they went through. And then I'm thinking to myself, well, if they did all that, why can't I do this? Except for that, I don't want to be in continual pain. And that's the hardest part.
I know.
The pain comes and goes, and it sometimes, you know, wakes you up in the middle of the night, and it's just not right. And I do know that somebody in this melting pot of people is being dishonest. And I'm not quite sure who, but, you know, I got a nasty, I call it nasty. They call it my chart. That's how you communicate, is through a thing called my chart. It's a tool. And it said that I'm supposed to make appointments during the day. And I said, but I did. I did call during the day today about what was going on. And they said I would get a visit from home health care, and nothing happened. So don't say that I didn't call during the day, because I most certainly did during business hours. It's appropriate. I do follow protocol. Because, you know, otherwise, you know, you can make up all kinds of stories. And I do hope the person or people that have made the stories about me will be exposed one day. Because it's not right. If they've done it to me, they've done it to other people. And I can tell you that my mother would say that was true. That, you know, if you do it to one person, it's happening to others. And because that's just human nature. You know, it's human nature, and I'm sad because, you know, I need to have this poured in straight away. And I hope that the doctor that I contacted today will take it on and get the poured in. You know, it's next week, my appointment, but at least it's before my surgery. And maybe, you know, I don't know if it can be arranged together because they're different systems, but maybe they have privileges. That's what it's called, privileges at different, hospitals, you know. So I'm not sure, but I'm praying that that will happen because, you know, I don't want to be put under twice. It's just hard. I'm going to be in casts on my feet for 4 weeks. I will need good health care, and I will need good rehabilitation. Also my port the management of that. So it's just really...
Yeah, and I feel like they are, I feel like you will be seen to. That's what I, in general, you will be seen to. I think it's a little bit all confusing and scary right now, and they have a, I hate to talk about their system, but it's, I know you've struggled
messed
with
up.
It, so... Yeah,
it's really messed
I know
up. I mean,
so
I'm
much.
Sorry,
yeah,
but it's like,
yeah.
you know, in German they'd use different words for it. You know, it's just
yeah.
so. You know, my mother would be, I'm sure she's turning in her grave, watching this. I do believe my loved ones are around me. And
absolutely. And when you first started talking. Constance, I saw, I also, not only did I see the tiger, but I also saw some angels right around you. I saw,
mm-hmm.
I saw one predominant angel and I saw several angels, but one main angel, like probably your angel guide, you know, you're
mm-hmm.
right around you. So you are in the presence of angels and I'm sure your family. But what I want to do is turn you over to Mary now. And let
oh
her,
yeah! Hi, Mary dear, you're a good girl.
Hi.
I love
How
you.
Are
I
you?
Love you, Jan. My buddy.
I love
my,
you too.
My,
I love
my
you
dancing
too.
Buddy. Love you, sweetheart.
Yes, I love you too.
Aww.
Thanks for calling. I'm so glad you called.
I just thought by chance I was going through 100 emails and saw you guys and I just went, oh well, I want to listen. So thank you for taking my call. And
You're
you guys
so
are my favorite people. I thought, oh, my gosh, that's Jan's voice, you know? And I was just so delighted.
How special,
I was like,
right?
Yeah, I was. And then Mary, too. Yeah, and I thought, oh, it's Jan and Mary show in D.C. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
All right, good.
DC left early today, but Constance, I want to give you a quick reading and then give you some I am affirmations because, you know, there's a long list of callers that we have
on the show
right now. And so the cards that fell out for you, I decided to pick the Keepers of the Light for you, and Lord Krishna came out for you. And it says, trust your spiritual guidance. Your commitment has been recognized. You are loved unconditionally. And it's exactly what Jan was saying. There's so much love for you unconditionally, especially in the spirit realm. And your guides, they're going to be helping you. And they want me to read the message for you. It says, you have a deep spiritual connection and must trust the guidance that's coming through. Your devotion to the spiritual path has been recognized. It may feel as if you've been on a mental or emotional battlefield, but there are sweet messages of hope around you now. Krishna is here to boost your sense of connection to the divine and encourage you to act from your soul. If a decision needs to be made, ask yourself, what will honor your soul and those around you? If you choose the best for all involved, that you will feel even closer to the divine. So that's Lord Krishna. And then the second card that came out is Odin. And I don't know if you've been seeing a lot of birds lately, even out the window.
You know what?
For,
Peter put our bird feeders out.
Birds.
And we've got cardinals.
Oh, that's
beautiful. We've got cardinals and we've got hummingbirds.
That's
a
bird. Yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful. So the card says, psychic insight, your third eye is open. See truth for what it is and follow your intuition. And I need to read this to you. It says, you are being encouraged to look beyond what your physical eyes are showing you. Look within and follow your intuition or psychic vision. You may want to plan ahead at this time. It's important to keep your mind and energy focused on the best possible outcome. That's what I want to highlight, possible outcome. Best.
Mm-hmm.
There will be signs
yeah.
and symbols from the light to tell you that you are on the right path. Be aware of winged beings gracing your path as a wink from Odin and the light keepers to say they are honoring your work. So I have to tell you, Constance, I've seen so many birds. Like I moved to a different state, to Ohio now, and And all I see in my path on the park is birds. So I've been seeing a lot of blue jays, lots of hummingbirds, different types of birds. And I'm like, okay, that's Odin. I know, you're here with me. And sometimes they just cross my, like I'm driving, and they just cross my, like, right the windshield. One time I almost hit one. I'm like, come on, that was too close.
Yeah, exactly.
And then one was on the street. And then one was on the street while I was driving, and I had to, like, stop so it could fly away. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So it's amazing to see that, right, because that's a sign that they're around, right? And I know it's Odin, so I'm always saying, thank you, Odin. I know you're here with me. Thank you, Odin. Thank you, Odin. So, you know, it's good to thank them as well. And for you, like, I wanted you to say that, you know, you're willing to release the pattern that's creating this condition of yours. You know,
yeah.
So it's a couple of releasing, just doing the releasing, because it's really, really important to release. I mean, I told you about my little 8 weeks of, you know, being dependent.
I told Peter that. I said, you can't believe it. And she's better now.
I mean, I could barely, like, get up from bed, do things on my own, eat, sit, stand up. I mean, it was just things that we take for granted, right? Like, walking.
It worked, like walking.
Like, you know, it was just like those things. And I was just so grateful that I did the releasing and balanced, and with the releasing came the healing, you know. And it's just saying it numerous times a day. I know it's a pain, but, you know, just continue working with those, because they're really, really important, and you'll see the difference.
I have to tell you about the geese. You know, we have a lot of geese in our state, and we call them the honkers because they honk, and they fly in formation like an airplane. And
I have those.
And I went to surgery once in Seattle, and it was the same day. My mother was with me, and all of a sudden, we were waiting for our cab, and we were surrounded by geese. And I mean, they were just, there was like maybe 30 or 40 of them. It was like a flock.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the security guard comes out and says, did you bring these geese to the hospital today? Are these your geese? You know, and my mother, you know, in her straight face, and she was always a very serious person. She goes, well, certainly not. What do you think we are? We don't bring birds to the hospital for an operation, you know, but it must be my husband. My husband liked to honk, you know, so it must be Fritz. They go, where's Fritz? And she goes, well, that is my deceased husband, but he liked geese. He would make the sound of the geese, you know. And so Lake Washington was right across the street from the University Hospital in Seattle. And so I'm sure that they all came from the lake. But it was just so strange. I was on crutches, and my mother and I were just waiting, you know. But it was being surrounded by these. If my father had been alive, he would have been honking, but he was probably one of them honking. It was like the whole family was honking.
Yeah.
It was one of those moments where you go, okay,
beautiful.
The honkers are here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how you know he's around, right? And also with the birds. And so that's beautiful. So, Constance, make sure you give us a call and let us know how everything goes with you. And, you know, you could always reach out, you know.
I know. I'll send private messages and, you know,
okay.
let you know
yeah.
how
yeah.
it's going, because That's the best way. I am that way. I just send PMs and you know,
you
just do little updates, you know. Because you guys are just my little angels out there, and I just couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, I just by accident, but there are no
there
coincidences.
And it's like,
wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I thought, oh,
Spirit has
Jan.
A plan for you.
Yeah, and Jan.
Okay,
yeah,
please.
Exactly. And, you know, Jan is one of the most powerful spirits. You know, Jan is like a huge earth angel. You know, I mean,
yeah,
amazing. You know, and so is DC.
So is
Mary.
Mary. So is DC.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you give me a lot of energy and a lot of hope and just prayers. And thank you for all that you do, because you light the candle in my soul. And so thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Bless your heart.
So I'm going to leave
you. It is beautiful.
I'm going to put you on hold so you could continue listening.
Yeah, so I can listen to the rest of the show. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Constance.
Lots of
love
you all.
Love you, too.
Aww.
We'll be talking to you soon.
Yes, we will.
Bless your heart.
Okay, let's see. No, there's like 18 minutes left of the show. I'm just trying to pick callers that.
That was beautiful that you, your messages, Mary, for her. That was really nice.
Yeah, I love Odin. I mean, and especially that she's been seeing the birds lately. So it's beautiful.
Yeah, isn't that neat? Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to pick this. Caller. Okay, area code 336. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Can you hear me?
Is what?
Dale.
What was your first name?
Dale.
Okay.
Dale.
Okay.
D-E-L.
Do you have a whole name?
Dale. Though,
like to be called Dale.
Yeah. D-E-L.
Okay. And do you have a
question for us? I really don't, but I do interact spiritual with the angels. I've been seeing angel numbers, and I can't narrow it down what's going on with my life, but I feel some changes. Some of it's good, positive. Some of it's, I don't know. It's just scatter in my life, a lot of things. With a new career, I just start, well, it's not a new career, but it's a new job. My relationship, you know, with my husband, and, you know, just some things, some what the angel was saying. So we can, have confirmation.
Sure.
Yeah, let's see what Jan gets. We're trying to do, like, speed readings now, only because we have a few minutes.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, good. Well, so, Dale, I immediately saw, like, some fire, and then it was a lamp. You know, like a light of a lamp. And I feel like you are a light, like a lamp, you know what I mean? And it was fire in the realm of fire. And I don't know if you relate to that at all. Like I relate to water mostly and fire. I relate to fire too. But I saw that for you. I saw fire and a light. You're holding a lamp of light for people. The animal I get is a fox. Now, Constance has a fox, and I didn't get a fox for her. I got a tiger, and I get a fox for you. So that's interesting. But that's how that's okay. That's just how it is. Fox is a really interesting animal. Trust your intuition. Be wary of someone you're involved with who's attempting to trick you in some way. Intelligence and ingenuity are more useful right now, and it's better for you to remain in the background and exert influence that way than to be in the front position. It's best to blend into your surroundings and keep your intentions to yourself. That's interesting, but this is what the fox says. You know, this is how the fox moves.
it's important at this time to break out of your social conditioning and express yourself more freely. Listen, hear, look, see, sense, and feel. Trust your senses. Yeah.
Okay.
And it says Fox is a night, is like a night, likes to deal with the nighttime. They're keen observers, watching out for others, noticing what others are saying. You can usually anticipate what's about to happen. They're parental figures, very nurturing, but they like to blend in with the environment. Sometimes you surprise people by coming up with very creative solutions to problems. So that's just the basic general thing about the Fox that I'm getting for you. But I feel like you're a light in people's lives, you know.
That's
true.
So I am. Yes.
What's that?
Yes, I am. I am a light because I help people with disabilities and mental, physical disabilities.
Oh, okay.
I coach people to do good.
Yeah.
And their life skills and
jobs.
You're right.
Definitely. And it's very powerful. It's very, because what I saw was a very, you're like holding a light for others. And that's what I saw you doing. And now you're saying what you're doing. And that's very true. So you are fantastic.
It drains my energy a lot, too. I'm very tired sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you need to reuptake your energy and rest and try to do things that can give you energy. The Fox is saying to maybe don't be out in the front so much. You need to blend sometimes or stay in the back so that you can, you know, keep your energy to yourself a little bit instead of giving it out so much like you do. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So make sure you're taking care of yourself as much as possible and doing those things that you need to do for that. Give yourself everything, every time, anything you can to give you energy and nurturing and getting massages and whatever you need. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna
hand you over to Mary because we are running out of time.
Okay.
But thank you. I'm so glad to talk to you. It was so neat to see your light. It's so beautiful. You're amazing.
Thank you.
It's so powerful.
Bless you.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
Bless you too.
Hi. Oh my gosh, what a beautiful reading, Jan.
Thank you.
I was chilled with Jan's reading because, as she said, rest. And you said that you've been tired. So, you know, us light workers, we need to rest. When you feel tired, just rest. You know, just lay down.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's important to do that because, you know, sometimes we don't listen. And then spirit puts, you know, makes us listen in other ways, you know. And it's happened to me twice already. So it's good to, you know, listen when they say rest, it's rest. two cards came out for you from the postcards from Spirit. And it says, dear you, there is a balance between activity and rest, ebb and flow. You can't have one without the other. If you are faced with an obstacle right now, the best course is surrender and non-resistance. Soon enough, you'll see how easy it is to flow around it. Now is one of those times when you must trust the river of your life. Go with the flow, and in no time you reach what you have your heart. Just remember, spirit will keep your head above water and will direct the current. When it's time for a greater effort, you'll know exactly when you'll need to work those manifesting muscles. It can be challenging to master the flow cycles of your life, but as you develop your skills, affluence will be yours. Enjoy the flow and trust those currents, for we're right there with you with our little umbrella drinks, smiling at your success. Aw, loving you so very much. And in the back, it says you are magical, and there's a butterfly in the back. Wow.
Oh, cool.
If that's not a topper for it. And then the last card is, steers you, if you allow your awareness to settle in, you will hear us whispering sweetness and encouragement to you. You will know the truth of things that cannot be discerned through the material world. The receiver for this kind of essential knowing is your intuition, which is not your sixth sense, but your first, the primary navigational system of your soul. You are entering the age of consciousness. It's time to accept that the paranormal is normal. Human beings are multi-sensory, multi-dimensional beings. Spirit infuses all things, and your soul's job is to discover those essential truths here on Earth, where we all agreed to play. Today, trust your spidey sense, read between the lines, tune into the stories behind the stories, and your world will show you miracles. Fear not, for we are here, and Spirit loves you. Trust the invisible. Wow, I'm so chilled by that. That is so beautiful.
Oh, that's so
trust your intuition.
So
you know,
nice.
When you have a question, like ask, you know, like ask a question and see how your body feels. So the way I get my yeses is my heart expands. So my chest comes out of my, you know, kind of like comes out. And then when I get a no, it's like a knot in my belly. And like that's a no. And when it's a maybe, I get the two in between, you know. And then you could also use a pendulum and or call us again for yes or no or whatever question.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Right.
Make sure you give us a call and let us know how everything goes.
I'll talk to you soon, hopefully next time.
Yes. Sorry she had to go.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great evening.
Take care.
And bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Wow. What a beautiful. Well, we've been giving like some beautiful messages. It's just been magical.
Oh,
today.
I know. She had, as soon as she came on, she just had amazing light and like fire.
Yes.
And a lamp. She's holding a lamp for others. It's just wow. It was really cool.
Yeah, I felt it. That is amazing.
And
you
with the butterfly and all your messages was so beautiful to listen. Oh my
gosh.
That's
so beautiful with a butterfly. And just the saying in the back is, you are magical. She is magical. She really
is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to pick one last caller, and then I've jotted down all the other numbers so that we can pick them up next week. Let me just make sure.
Well, just out of curiosity, is 813 there? Because Yvette said she was calling in, and just wondered if...
Let's see, 813. Nope. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, she's not on. Okay.
Okay.
So this is our last caller. I've taken the numbers.
Okay.
Area code 951, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
You're doing great. Thanks for having me.
Wow.
We've missed you, Nathaniel. It's been a long time I haven't spoken to you. It's been like months.
Yeah. Well, I called in to see if I could get some cards to pull to or something, or you have any genie there?
Okay, we'll see what Jan gets, and I'll pull a card for you.
Okay. Nathaniel, I'm just getting some animals coming through. I'm trying to see. One of them is in the water right now.
Mm-hmm.
One is in the water, which I don't think I've ever seen that for you before. I'm trying to see their face. Gosh, you know what? It's an otter. No kidding. It's an otter in the water. And very unusual, but it's just clear as – I don't even know what otter is because I haven't gotten too many otters, really. So let's see. You know, the feeling of that, of what I'm feeling about the animal, though, is like I feel like the otter is swimming in the water and sometimes kind of feeling like it's barely
keeping its head up, but then it's like really it is keeping its head up, and it is strong. And so I feel like maybe that is maybe saying a little bit about what's going on, is that you're keeping your head up. You are. You're staying afloat. You know what I mean? And hang in there. Like totally hang in there. Like the otter is completely hanging in there. It's not gonna sink by any means. So let me see what it, that's how I'm feeling about the animal. Do you relate to that at all? Is that relatable?
Definitely.
Okay. And so it says it's time to relax and be more playful, spontaneous, and creative. And but clean up that area in your home that needs organizing. What struggles you're up against now, confront them head on. Courage, determination, and tenacity. Make your family a top priority. And you're going to experience a surge of energy and vitality. Ooh, this is a great animal. I love this for you. You have a sense of humor, a knack for fun, an attitude of playfulness. Keep that going. And you're very energetic and active and adventurous. So I'm loving this animal for you because this is really good for you. And you're easy to get along with. You don't like disagreements or disputes. And so whatever that is in your house, so they want you to clean it up, whatever it is, organize your house a little bit more. And it also says you might be worrying a little bit too, and so you need to just let that go if you can and try to have more fun. Basically, try to have more fun. That's one of the main messages here. I don't know if you are not having fun enough, but please have more fun. And I'm going to turn it over to Mary because we only have like a minute or two.
Name again?
This is
yeah,
Jan.
We do have
this
only
Jan,
2 minutes.
What was her name again? Sorry.
I'm Jan. I've talked to you many times.
You're the September. You're the September
in the
baby.
Past. Yes, I'm the September girl. That's right.
I can tell you the day, but I don't want to show up. Thank you. That's special. Good on the head.
Good.
So
it's nice talking to you.
So Nathaniel,
I didn't even know.
There are a few cards for you that fell out for you. This is Mary. So the cards, I'll read them real quick before we get cut off. Dearest you, we are sending you waves of love and joy as we watch you reap the rewards of your tenacity and faith. We know how long it has taken you for you to reach some of your goals and that you've had disappointments along the way. Right now, we suggest you take a deep breath and fill yourself up with gratitude and tune into the vibration of well-being. Temporary conditions may be trying to hypnotize you into seeing something else as your reality, but we know that happy rewards are on their way to you even now. Change is the only constant, so be open to it. You will achieve your dreams and more, we promise. But more important, your happy rewards will be gathered up in the small moments, the gentle breezes, the soft kisses, and the quiet commitments. Your happiest moments will be on the journey itself, not in arriving at any destination. You are surrounded by so, so much love and care. Can you feel us? And in the back it says, you are so loved. And then the next card is so beautiful. Do you ever wonder whether your ideas and inspiration might be coming through your soul rather than generated from your mind alone? We are here to tell you we are always whispering in your ear about your highest good. We are conduits for spirit, letting you know you are living channel for this awesome co-creative energy. When you're feeling inspired, it means you heard us. Inspiration means spirit is breathing through you. Inspiration needs your human passion to keep it going so you can make a difference in the world. So keep moving on what inspires you. Let yourself be led into new experiences and know that this is why you are on the earth. Your purpose is to discover your spirited nature and to bring forth through your efforts whatever is meant to be. Wondrous miracles have a way of showing up when you let inspiration propel you forward. You are so loved. And then in the back of the card, it says, you are loved. Aw, that's so beautiful.
Aw.
That is
that's
so
wonderful.
Beautiful. And the show has ended.
it has zero minutes left.
So I hope that helped, Nathaniel. I know it's going to cut us off momentarily because we're out of time. But if for those callers that were on hold, next week we'll pick you up first. I've noted all the phone numbers that were on hold, so I'll pick you up again next week. One of the first callers. So thank you so much for calling, Nathaniel, and all the callers that stayed on hold. And what a beautiful show tonight. Thank you, Jen.
Oh, it really was. Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you. I'm so glad to be on it with you in D.C. It's such a pleasure. And I'm glad Nathaniel called in. Thanks for calling in. It's nice to talk to you again.
Yes, we've missed you, Nathaniel. I know I haven't heard from you for, oh, my gosh, I think it's been like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, am I still on the line?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so,
yeah, I've just kind of been going through some changes and, you know, we all are. Hey, well, thank you so much for your show.
You're so welcome. Right. Have a blessed evening, everyone, and you too, Nathaniel and Jen. Thank you again, and we'll
talk
to everyone next week, next Wednesday at 7 p.m.
And thank you, DC.
Great.
Thank you for the beautiful messages
you
gave
us,
too.
Yes, I know.
You very much.
They were beautiful. Okay, bye.
Bye.